A Riddle of Green, The Legend of Littlefur, Book 4. Written and read by Isabel Carmody.
A hardling, said Nobody, pricking her ears. I thought they had all died out when the Age of Magic ended. Littlefur sniffed. There was no stink of a lie, but minks, like most humans, usually cared only for their own kind. A mink would never seek Littlefur to help another creature unless it had been compelled. But that made his story easier to believe, for harlings had been said to have the power to impose their will on the minds of other creatures. Soon the sun will open its eye, Nobody murmured.
It is not far going. Coming quick, quick, insisted the mink, panting slightly in his agitation.
He gestured to the narrow passage behind him, which was clogged with grass and human mess. Littlefur turned to Lim. I will go with the mink. You should return to your clan now. The lemming shook his small head solemnly. The Teta bade Lim accompany Healer to Wilderness of Old Ones. Lim would be dishonoured to not obeying.
Littlefur sighed, knowing there was no way to convince a lemming of anything once it started talking of honour. They were even worse than ferrets.
Littlefur must waiting, intrepidicious crow flying bravely ahead to see what an endfulness of passage, Crow announced.
Without waiting for an answer, he circled a high house and disappeared.
Not goodly to wait, hissed the mink after a time. Sun will soon open its eye.
Littlefur looked around anxiously. Crow ought to have returned by now, but the link between them told her he was safe at least. He had probably been distracted. Crow was much better than most birds at holding an idea in his mind that had nothing to do with food or mates. But it was spring, and he was a bird. No doubt he had stopped to boast about his bravery to some pigeons. Littlefur nodded.
All right, we will go.